Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, highlighting unique mental health challenges in rural areas. In these communities, mental health conditions are often seen as personal weaknesses, adding shame to those struggling. However, people in rural areas face higher depression and suicide rates and are less likely to access care. Suicide rates are 64 to 68% higher than in cities, with farmers particularly vulnerable. Loneliness and lack of belonging are significant issues. Social isolation is common, especially for those with different identities from the majority. Providing opportunities for connection is essential. Despite these challenges, the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program is available to provide mental health information, resources, and training for people who live in rural communities across the country. Recognizing mental health conditions as valid health issues is crucial. Open conversations and community efforts, like checking on neighbors and organizing awareness events, can reduce stigma. Remember, you're not alone. If you have or are having a mental health crisis, help is available 24/7 by texting or calling 988. This May, let's prioritize mental health and work towards a compassionate and supportive rural community. As the popularity of short-term rentals continues to grow, so does the need to govern them. Because of that, the Port Sanilac Village Council approved the Planning Commission's recommended amendment on ordinances governing short-term rentals within the village. The ordinance outlines that residences used as short-term rentals, Airbnbs, are limited to no more than 10% of the total number of homes within the village. The concept of the ordinances are not to discourage the practice of short-term rentals, but done in order to protect the rights of those who live near them. Short-term rental properties are used by others as a vacation location. The ordinance took into consideration the properties that are currently being used for short-term rentals, and they are grandfathered in to be able to be used as they are. For more information, visit this article on thumbnet.net. And we'll be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
You say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pro-Palestinian protesters wearing masks pitched tents and placed fake bloody corpses outside the home of a University of Michigan official. Sarah Hubbard is chair of the university's governing board. She says the 6 a.m. demonstration in Okemos involved 30 people Wednesday with a bullhorn and a drum. The protesters left 30 to 45 minutes later when police arrived. There were no arrests. Jordan Acker, another board member, says someone with a face covering left a list of demands at his home at 4:40 a.m. The protesters want the university to drop investments in companies connected to Israel. The school says it has no direct investments. An Associated Press investigation into prison labor in the United States found that prisoners who are hurt or killed on the job are often being denied the rights and protections offered to other American workers. These prisoners are being placed in dangerous jobs, sometimes with little or no training. They pick up trash along busy highways, fight wildfires, and operate heavy machinery. They work on industrial-sized farms and meat processing plants tied to the supply chains of large iconic companies, from McDonald's to Target. But incarcerated workers and their families often have little or no recourse when things go wrong. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And the temperature is currently 66 degrees. Wind speeds are from the east at 5 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 68%.